صل على رسوله الكريم. Inshallah, during the course of the day, by the fadal of Allah tabarak ta'ala, many great people have been brought from different areas, and even the lineup of the youth program, you will see some people with great experience with youngsters speaking, people who have seen outside world in a very, very close manner. So this is just like an introduction, that if a person opens up his heart and you are ready to listen, what time sometimes happens is because we are in an environment of ilm, this is for the students, that many a time, because we know so much, so we start feeling that only our knowledge is knowledge. So example, when we were in madrasa, if anyone would read, someone come to give a bayan, then whatever he would say in the bayan was very good, but he would make a mistake in i'rab, example, his dhamma was wrong. So immediately, because we only knew nahwa, so for us, like, that was the biggest mistake. A time comes in life where it makes no difference whether it was dhamma, fatha, kasra, what the man said was the issue. Because when you go in the grave, whether you say Rabbu Allah, or you say Rabbi Allah, or you just say Allah, you put the Arab right, you don't put it right, but if the answer Allah comes out, you got everything. But if you got your Arab very well, but there's no answer with it. So many a time, sometimes you will find an alim who speaks, or he might be a non-alim, and the manner that he says something might not appeal to you so much because you're looking for it perfect. And you also feel that what you learnt now, you'll know always. But the day that will come 10 years after you graduate, you will see also your knowledge will become what is called weak. You will also not be so sharp. At that time you will understand that true knowledge is what is in the heart. That a man got a gham and a feeling, and he wants to say, don't make the mistakes that others have made, that's all. So if you are listening to any speaker today, then try to have an open heart. Be ready to take whatever you need to take, because in this world, Allah Ta'ala has made two paths. And for each, there are a lot of people inviting. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the different worlds, the different paths. And so amazing, he explained that, see, all the paths which are shining, smart, attractive, and they're very close to you also. Because man normally never likes to take a straight path. He always looks for shortcuts. So anything that looks different, man likes to immediately, let's try this out, let's try that out. And what is simple and plain, man's tabiat nature normally is, he gets a little bit tired of it. One of the biggest reasons boys fall into this, what is called, I got a wife, but I want someone besides the wife. So when you ask them, what's the reason of the haram? He said, there was nothing wrong with my wife, but I wanted that excitement. I asked, what excitement? He said, the excitement of getting caught. Now, what a thing. To get caught. He said, that thing is like a... So this is that side road. Rasulullah said, what shayateen have been created? And on every road there is one saying, come to me, come to me. And everyone knows how to appeal to an individual, because everyone got a different tabiat. Whatever your tabiat is, your need is, your nature is, some people's nature is food. There are shayateen who will invite you through the means of food also. They will say, Aisha is around the corner. And they say, on a whole jamaat going. In any tariqah, every tariqah, when that arrow is shot, then sometimes you wonder, how come that man is just not going off? And then when there were so many alis and so many shayateen, then Rasulullah said, but right in the front there is Al-Quran. And Quran is also making its call. But the call of Quran, which is a very silent call, the whole world would have thought no one would listen to that call. Because we can't hear it. And it hasn't got that shan that everyone is looking for. It hasn't got that feeling, it hasn't got that temptation. But because Quran is a living miracle, where every shaitan calls, and on the day of Qiyamah he will say very clearly, O Allah, I only could call. دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I could only call and then you jumped. But Quran is that caller which doesn't only call, But Quran grabs a magnet onto the heart of a man. And when that happens, then even if that man wants to go this way, you will find some boys who will say, I was right there. One friend, he wrote that it came to the level where everything was clear. I told him, I only read of this year in the story of the cave. Three boys in the cave. The one boy said there was a time when there was nothing. Nothing on me, nothing on her. And at that moment she said, fear Allah. And that man got scared. So that happened in the past. One friend, he wrote, there was nothing on me, there was nothing on her. And at that moment, she never said, fear Allah. She was a non-Muslim as it is. He just turned and she's wondering, what's wrong with you? I told him, you are a man of the cave. If you want to make tawbah, you can make miracles happen. What a place to pull back. But then I wondered, what pulled him back at that moment? So it was his Quran. So when that Quran pulls, then suddenly that man finds he goes in front of a girl, he wants to say something. And he just finds himself feeling awkward, so he walks. After that he feels, why didn't I say what I wanted to say? And again he plans, next time I'll say it. And again he goes, and it just doesn't happen. Because Quran just pointed to the individual and he said, you are mine. And that's what we want. Where a person makes dua and you will say, oh Allah, make me yours. If Quran chooses an individual, then that man becomes of the army of Almighty Allah. Then the whole world will try and call him, but he just walks straight. In the world of horses, they'll say he is now so obedient that we don't need even to put that eye covering on him. When the horse runs the race, then they put that covering, because if the horse just looks little that side, it will get attracted. It looks little that side, it will get attracted. So it can't look anywhere, so the eye is covered. So with the side of the eye, it sees nothing, so it just runs straight. For me and you, Allah Ta'ala put no covering, but He said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That say to the believers that if they could put their own covering, and they just walk straight. And Mubarak to that person who can learn this walk. That in this world of attraction, wherever you're going to look, and you feel I'll only take one step towards it, but there's no one step. The thing is moving in one direction. You just put your leg on it and you're gone. After 20, 30 meters down, you say, where am I? And sometimes it becomes too late. So what I wanted to speak about was one surah of Quran which spelled out a road for us, which many of us read. And many students and friends will ask that, what is that way to come out of haram? That I also feel I'm so trapped. So it's a very unique surah. And the meaning also which comes and applies, every verse of Quran has its original meaning. And thereafter Quran gives a different meaning for every individual when you put it in context. And you put one verse following the other. This surah is known as Subbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. It's a surah, majority of us, somewhere along the line, we by-hearted. And the unique thing of surahs that are by-hearted is that the biggest reminder man can ever get is what he remembers. If you ask a boy, what you know of school, most he will know is Humpty Dumpty. That's all. But he memorized a lot of things in school. But all he forgot. They made such an effort to put a lot of things in his mind. But majority is gone. Then you ask him, in deen, what do you remember? And amazing, you will find a language which he doesn't know at all. And he never went to the Hifz class. But he will tell you, I can read my 10 surahs by heart. I haven't forgotten it. He knows his surah Fatiha very well. He might know a little bit of surah Yasin. And then you wonder, how is that mind remembering it? So the surah will explain that Allah Ta'ala wanted this reminder to be in mind and your hearts. Because when it's there, that sometimes when that haram comes in front, then the surah will speak. The surah starts with the Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. Sabbih means that say, O Allah, you are pure. Al-A'la means the one who is the greatest of all. That verse was speaking to me and you, who will find ourselves in an era where we will start showing shan and awe for everything else besides Almighty Allah. So we will find ourselves in the era of technology. We will find ourselves where certain lands will be admired and awed. We will say they are in the forefront of this, they are in the forefront of that. A time when man will worship a dollar, he will worship a pound. where man will be in love with every type of technology. Every new phone that comes, he already used the phone. All his contacts already went on the phone. But just the phone itself is amazing. So he will spend hours and hours and hours with that phone. To that man, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is saying, if you want to be in awe of something, then say Subhanallah. When you will say Subhanallah, what will happen? Ulama have explained Jaza'u Wifaqa. Almighty Allah has a system that when man praises the beauty of his Creator, and he says, O Allah, you are free from all faults, then Allah is free from faults. But as a like recompense, Almighty Allah starts purifying the individual. That you call me pure, I will make you pure. So that is one. The second is when man will learn to say Subhanallah. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will open up to his eyes the defects of whatever he was in love with before that, besides Allah. We live in a world where we are in love with everything. And what we cannot see is the faults of those things. Because of which, even if it is the filthiest of the filthiest of the filthiest, and the whole world tries to tell you, not for you, but that individual says, no, she is for me. He'll come and say, my neighbor, I want to marry her. So I tell, marry her. He says, one problem, she's a non-Muslim. So he says, can I make dua for hidayat? Ah, can't you make hidayat for dua for the whole world's hidayat? Only her hidayat. Only her hidayat. Then he knows her akhlaq is very good. She never speaks lies, she never does this, she never does that. Everything is unique. Had she been so unique, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala would have also given her the gift of Iman. But because you never saw any fault, but when man starts saying Subhanallah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will show you the fault. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, he will make sifarish for someone you're supposed to make sifarish for. He will say, O Allah, my father. Whether it's his father or his uncle, but the one he grew up with. So Azar will be brought in front. And the reality of Azar, meaning a man without Iman, will be shown to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it will be turned into a funny, dirty, ugly animal. And as that animal will come to his feet, Ibrahim alayhi salam in disgust will just kick at it. And in that one kick, it will be like said to the world, that this is kufr. But in the world, you never saw it dirty. So when we told you keep your distance, you only saw the beauty of it. Today you yourself are kicking it away. But when man starts saying Subhanallah, you will see flaws in your phone. You will see flaws in that lovely car you are driving. You will see flaws in that mansion you always wanted. You will see flaws in that bank balance. You will understand having money is not the beginning and end of all. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave us the chance that many a time we have to help people in their problems. We have found the biggest problems are those people who got the biggest amount of money. The man who got small money, he got small problems. You sort it out in 5 minutes. The man who got lot money, his problems never end. And then that lie comes that with the more money coming, where Rasulullah said, I don't fear poverty on you, O my ummah. I fear when the wealth of the world will come out. All of us say, no, we don't fear it. It comes, I'll give sadaqah, I'll do this, I'll do that. When money comes, it doesn't happen. It grabs the person. Suddenly he can't move. Suddenly he doesn't trust anyone. Before he was loved by the whole town, suddenly everyone hates him. They loved him when he had nothing, because he was a man for the people. Now they hate him because he's a man for himself. Now he feels someone's making jadu on me. Someone's jealous of me. So when they come, we explain to them, no one is jealous of you, no one has made jadu. The problem is haram wealth entered into your life and it took away all your happiness. And you can't let it go. The poor person, you'll tell him that 100 grand you took, it wasn't right. You say, Murana, make maaf. What must I do? I say, give it away in sadaqah. Give it away, 100 grand. The rich man, you tell him, give it away in sadaqah. He says, you know what, we're speaking about 15 million. He says, there must be some other way we can make tawbah. Somebody give it away. He'll never give it away. And that's what's happening. We might laugh, but we know that man will even be ready to say, Morana, you'll go for Umrah. I'll send you for Umrah. And Morana will be thrilled. But what that man thinks, if you go for Umrah, it'll make all my money halal. So he'll give money to the madrasa, he'll give money to an ali, make a hajj badal, he make here, help the widows, do that, and everyone say, hey, you're spending so much. But he's only spending because he wants that if I spend, my haram will become halal. It's not going to happen. But you tell that man, will you make tawbah of giving it? He can't. He's caught. So subhanallah, when man starts saying the subhanallah, there was a time when we used to always think that the tasbih that comes in the hand is for the pious. That is why today's time you hardly find anyone with the tasbih. We feel shy about it. Why? Because a tasbih, it like makes me feel that I'm a pious man. And I'm not a pious man. But thereafter when I read the surah, I saw that Allah tabarak ta'ala was showing that tasbihat is not for the pious. But tasbihat is to bring us to a level of piety. So the surah starts with this. That will you start making the subhanallah? So important this hukam was, that when sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew me and you will never make subhanallah nafal. So he said, put it in your sajda. At least in the sajda, man, three times in one sajda will at least say, subhana rabbi al-a'la. That subhana rabbi al-a'la three times in every sajda is doing lot. And perhaps that's why we're here today. But if a man in nafal, because nafal is an extra polisher. When the boss, he sees his worker is working on time, in time, he gets very happy. But if that worker gives little bit extra, then the boss also gives extra. Little bit nafal you take out, and you make the subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. The narration only asks for 100 times subhanallah in a day. 100 times alhamdulillah in a day. 100 times Allahu Akbar in a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ahadith divided it also. You want to say it one time, you want to divide it. And in the ending he said it's so easy, but it's very hard also. So easy to read, very few people will read it, but it will open up lot. سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَىٰ. If you start making subhanallah, Allah will show you the faults of the world. That man then will fall in love with a being who got no faults. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَىٰ. Make subhanallah and think of that Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَ, who created it. You will live in a world where now you will see a car moving, but you won't say, what a smart car. Immediately in the car you will see the asal creator of this world. الَّذِي خَلَقَ. You will see a beautiful girl. Then one of two things can happen. Either your eyes will carry on looking at her, or your heart will look at her. A lot of boys say, she came in my heart. Wallah, girls don't come in the heart. This heart has been made for Almighty Allah. So a heart can sometimes look at a girl. And in that beautiful girl, you will see the beauty of your Allah. And then your eye will be told, look down. That man will be a unique man in the world. A lot of boys will feel, the Maulanas don't know what girls are. Because they don't look. Maulana Yunus, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahimullah, one person asked him that, how is it possible? He said, you people don't go in the markets. So you all don't see what's happening around. So what they think, who's buying our groceries? Everyone goes in the market. But he says, if you can train your eye, you can reach a level where like how trees are also beautiful. But when you're driving on the road, you don't look at the tree and say, what a lovely branch. You don't do it. In this world, when you walk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ, when you make subhanallah, and you say, wallah, what a creator, then in every creation you will see nothing but Allah. That boy then will go to the beach, and he'll be the only boy who looks at the beach, not on the things walking on the side of the beach. Why? Because he's seeing the Khaliq. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. You will see how Allah made it, how unique He made it. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And then you will see that Allah who divided and who made everyone share. And then He showed everyone where you must go. He created an animal. Then He created the female of the animal. Mufassirin say He created the male and the female of the animal. Fahada. Then He taught the male animal, you must only go to this one. You won't see the crocodile going to the lion. It will not happen. In today's time, maybe now things are happening different. But never before. Why? Because Allah Tabarak Ta'ala put it in that animal. This is halal and that is haram. You will see a lion, not that he doesn't like grass, it can't eat grass. And an animal that eats grass can't eat meat. Why? Because the one who set it out the portions, fahada, it put it on its road. That man who starts making the subhanallah, the result of it was when he will start appreciating how Allah divided for everything its piece. Allah tabarak ta'ala is a like recompense, will show him his part to what's written for him also. Suddenly you will only find enjoyment in yours. And what is not yours, your body will just feel upset. Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached that level where that food came in front. And as partaking of the food, suddenly he started feeling that it's not right. So he asked the person where this food came from. Immediately he realized, wrong food. We perhaps might never reach that level, but at least wrong woman. That this one is not yours. That one is not yours. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ. When man will appreciate that Allah who divided, this is for you. فَهَدَى. And then he put him on his cause. Then Allah Ta'ala will open up his way. The baboon knows what to get. The animals know what to get. What a unique world of hidayat. One is called tabiat. When Allah Ta'ala created tabiat, that animal which is called like a stupid animal. Amongst the animal world, you will see the monkeys and the baboons. Normally on a sway, your friend, you'll say you're like a baboon. So what it means, you'll naqis in your aql. But you go in the forest and you will see what an intelligent creation this is. It knows what it is and it knows what is not his. Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah said that time in India when the baboons were making massacre or war in the villages, and every time people were sleeping, they would wake up in the morning, there was like nothing. All empty, all gone, all broken. So then the people called those people, nowadays they call them with guns and you shoot at the baboons. In that zamana they used to call them with poison. So different levels of poison will be laid out. So that when the baboon will now come, then they'll eat it and then they'll go back to their places and they'll all die. So he says, after we laid out that whole amount what we had purchased, and we are sitting in our villages looking, and then we even see those baboons coming. And as they came, you get the young baboons, the older ones come behind, like they're the shuyukh, the younger ones, you say, you go first and play, we'll come and finish. So as they came, then they said, amazing, the baboons just stopped. The young ones stopped, the old ones stopped. He said, and then we saw them making mashwara. And you will see a baboon and he makes mashwara, he takes his toes and he rubs it. Yeah. It's a unique system. That's how he's thinking, how we'll do this. He also does it with his foot. He says, not one baboon ate. Not one baboon. They passed it around. One sniffed it, the other one gave it. What a mashwara, he said it was. And they left it and they went away. So he said, we were amazed. But what was more amazing, says the next day we saw that whole tribe coming back again. And with each one in his toe, he had one flower also. They had gone in the forest and they had found the remedy for that poison. Each one had a flower. He said, we saw them biting that clove, eating what we supposed to have given them, and they even laughed. Baboons laugh. As if you looking at us, we laughing at you. On that he wrote that, what was that hidayah that Allah wrote for that animal also? This is yours, this is not yours. This will harm you, this will benefit you. When that Allah puts it in man, suddenly that poison which is in front, he'll just stop. And then he'll also scratch, is it for me or not? He wants that girl, but now he thinks how to make a halal, so he'll also scratch. Then he'll go back to the town, he'll bring one morana, he'll come, you say, make the nikah. Suddenly it's halal. But you won't do it haram. You won't give in. This is that hidayat. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. And when you will make subhanallah, then Allah will show you the reality of this world. The reality of that world is that Allah who took out greenery. Another verse of this Quran explains it, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. To understand it, you are driving and now spring has started. Winter is finished. Everything is becoming green. So as you drive, man's tabiat is he likes something that is smart. So he looks at this grass, he looks at the plants and he appreciates, but he got no real time to look, he carries on. Who really sees the beauty of the grass is the grass itself only. Nobody else. So
So that grass, when it's there and it's all green, and you have one flower, and one plant, and one tree, and each plant and flower first looks at itself to see how unique my petals are, and how wonderful when someone is coming to smell me, smelling me, means I got the best. So the rose will look at the one that's yellow, the yellow will look at the one that's green, everyone will look at the other and say, I got this quality which you don't have. As the tree goes stronger and he becomes stronger, he look at the weaker. And if you see how firm I am, when the wind blows, I don't move, you move. Each one will start looking at himself and he'll think there's no one like me. Quran in this verse explained that similarly me and you is the water of the skies. When that water came down, we were born. When we were born, it was a new season of spring. So me and you all just budded out. When we budded, everyone said, wow, what a lovely flower. Now we were crawling around, we were weak. Everyone felt, I hope our stem doesn't break. One accident when you're small, it's all finished. But then slowly your stem started becoming stronger. Now mother and dad, mommy and daddy weren't so worried, you'll manage. Now you yourself started seeing, I don't need anyone around me. The wind is blowing, I'll stand. Then you started seeing your petals coming out, your flowers coming out. Now you started getting smart. Now your face was handsome. When you were young, your cousin used to play with you. She never called you handsome one day. Suddenly there's different words now. You were small, they called you cute. Cute, I don't know what it means. Normally a cat is cute. But when you get big, they won't call you anymore cute. Now they'll say, wow. Now they'll say, you're fabulous, you're handsome. Now you will look at yourself looking at your muscles. It'll be a different world. This muscle story is a different story also. In this world at the moment of shaitaniyat, one of the biggest things have been taught now, to worry of your muscle. And they put it in this manner, the more muscle you got, it means the more you will make a girl go wow. So what happens, that boy then he starts going to gym, which is no problem. To be healthy is very good. But in the gym he's not worried of being healthy. He's worried of that muscle, it's called biceps. So every day in the mirror he will look now, is it popping out? But after a while you will find it's not popping out as like how your instructor wants it to pop out. You want that unique figure. That wherever you stand, suddenly it just blows. So that man will tell you that for this, shaitan went one that way. For the boy he put muscle, make you bigger. For the girl he put, make you thinner. Because every boy says, I like a thin girl. Whether you're supposed to only like a thin girl or not, that's not known, but it's in the mind of everyone. That the thinner the girl, the more greater she is. So as soon as a girl starts getting fat, she immediately goes to the doctor. That how to lose weight. And this weight loss is such a lie. That recently one woman whose whole life was called dietitian. And she put so many people on different diet plans. And how much of money, how much of tablets. But she wrote now when she retired, that it was very hard to tell my clients. But when everyone came to me, I felt like telling her, up till now, not one client of mine has ever found success. She said, they would lose weight, but they have to pick up the weight again. You would go 10, you have to get fat again. He says, but the amount of harm those tablets cause to that body will never be reversed after that. When I was one person who runs a drug rehab, I asked him, what puts people into a drug addiction? He says, you thinking of dacha and cocaine. The thing that puts girls the most in addiction is this weight loss tablets. He says it starts off with that, the doctor starts prescribing. That girl starts taking, it gives her a high, she can manage the work of the day. The day she doesn't take the tablet, she's low. Suddenly she's addicted. Biggest addiction is she's on tablets to lose weight. The boy is on tablets to put on weight. He wants to become bigger, stronger. And he always thinks, if I'm a strong boy, when I get married, my wife will say, eh, and she'll press me and say, wah. But the unique part is, in that tablet, there is that ingredient, which removes the manhood of man. Normally, that same ingredient, today they inject it into cows, so that they make the cows start getting more flesh. They call it bigger breasts. So suddenly when it's injected into man, then you will see everything popping. But what was actually that ingredient of a woman, that's why a woman's body becomes that. Suddenly that man got that body. So he might go for the contest and he will stand like this and like that. But his own wife, if she has to cry to someone, she'll say, he's a man for the woman of the world, but he's not a man for me. That boy can't get children after that. He has lost it already. That ingredient finished him. But every person looks at himself in the mirror. So as that grass came up, and each one is moving in the wind, swaying, and says, look at me, look at me. And whoever is driving past doesn't look at anyone. Our relationship is me and Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, everything I did, every move, every sajda, every subhanallah, every good, every bad, my own wife will not know. My girlfriend will never know. No one will know. Allah will know. But I think in this world, everyone is noticing me. So when I walk also, I walk in a different style. When I talk different. When I perform my salah, I'm wondering who's looking. No one is looking. But that grass thinks that all are looking. But then Quran makes it very clear that as that grass is moving, and it looks at that one and he says, I'm taller. He looks at that one, I'm taller. Then quickly autumn comes. Suddenly when autumn comes, then the strong one also notices that, hey, things are changing now. Now green is becoming brown. Now everyone is just falling slowly one by one. And the next time we drive on the road and we look, then we say, it was lovely last month, but now it's all gone. That whole generation is now in the grave. Quran has made indication, me and you are that one flower of a new spring. And if we have to worry about how beautiful I am, then our autumn is also around the corner. So, وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى, that Allah who took out everything beautiful and green, فَجْعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى, but then he made everything flat, black. غُثَاء is when the thing is chewed, and now it's left over, no one wants to touch it. أَحْوَى, it now becomes black because of the passing of the time. Now it starts giving out a filthy odor and color. Rasulullah s.a.w. tried so hard to explain to me and you that this world is exactly that. In that he had such a tabiat of purity that for Rasulullah s.a.w. to touch anything of dirt was very hard. But to show his ummah, he even walked to that animal which was dead. That baby goat. And the sahabi says the area was dirty. And then he lifted up that goat and that smell was coming out of it. It had already burst. And he lifted it up and he said, who will purchase this year for 1 dirham? And then every sahabi, but what made him hold that? He never would hold dirt. His tabiat could not stand anything that was slightly dirty. He held it up for me and you to say, this is your world. And every person will pull back, I don't want it. فَجْعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. When man will start with subhanallah, the reality of this world will come. He will see the beauty of his Allah. He will see the flaws of the creation of this world. He cannot fall in love with it. He will see the reality of the world. It's green today, it's black tomorrow. And then his heart will come. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. Allah Ta'ala said, سَنَجْعَلُكَ قَارِئًا. سَنُقْرِئُكَ means we will make you a reciter of these verses. And we all recite it. We wonder how our tongue managed to memorize Quran. How our tongues managed to read Quran. A language we don't know. But every child is just told, read 3 times this verse, suddenly it's on the tongue. فَنُقْرِئُكَ Allah Ta'ala says, we will make you a qari of these verses. فَلَا تَنْسَى. Ulama have explained, it's either la, which has the normal meaning of la, so that you don't forget the message that Allah has given you. Or فَلَا تَنْسَى, that Allah is commanding, now please don't forget my message. سَنُقْرِئُكَ, and this is the favor of our Allah, He taught us the surah. And when you read the سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى, understand what your Allah is saying. That I will make you a qari of these verses, just so that you don't forget the advice I have given you. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ Allah. Yes, there will be times when you will slip and fall, you are man. As soon as you fall, immediately realize again and stand up. But it will all start when you start making subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And it's not hard. After every salah, before we run to the mess, while standing in the lines, if you can now invest in a tasbih, put it in your pocket. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this adat that they always had something to remind them to make zikrullah. They kept beads in their houses. They kept the dates of the khajur. So whenever they would see it, it would remind them that finish this whole course first, then you can go out. Have a tasbih in your pocket, so every time your hand goes in, where you will feel normally for your phone, you will feel a tasbih. Immediately then say 3, 10 times subhanallah, then I look at the message. That man who can do this 10 times subhanallah, then I look at my message, he will be the wali of the zamana. Because boys look at their messages, I think 100 times a day. They wake up at night, first thing, message. So imagine 10 times at that time of the night also, you say subhanallah, 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 10 times. Whatever that message is, majority of the time it's a stupid message. But at least 10 times subhanallah will come. Keep that mudhakkir. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala says, we want to remind you, فَلَا تَنْسَى. You must not forget the message. What is the message? The message is, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ. That remember, your Allah knows what you are doing openly, وَمَا يَخْفَى, and what you are hiding from the world and doing. He knows it all. So نُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We will make you a qari of these verses so you don't forget. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah was read. He says, جو کرتے تھے تو چھپ کے اہلِ جہاں سے کوئی دیکھ رہا تھا آسمان سے. That what you would do hiding from the people of the world, someone in the heavens was looking at you. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. So إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ. That guna that we do sometimes openly with our friends, and one of the biggest gunas in today's time is you watch television. It comes in the narration that man who made zina at night, and Allah tabarak ta'ala covered his guna. But in the morning, because Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, what is this jahar, mujahir? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah just hates that person who's mujahir. He openly does it. So they asked, who's this mujahir? So in that era, he said he makes zina at night. And Allah Ta'ala has covered it. Only he's supposed to know and she's supposed to know. But in the morning when he wakes up, he tells his friends. He explains to them what happened. So what a thing. But in today's time, it's not that, that in the morning he waits. In today's time, he makes the amal of zina. He's watching that filth on the screen. But he's sitting with his wife, with his child. All of them are looking. The most that will happen is one heavy scene will come, then the father will put his hand on the son's eyes, don't look. And the two of them look. And that zina, that ya'alamul jahra, open sin, which the people of the past never thought it will happen. That daddy, mommy and two children will sit in front of the television and they will see the worst and worst of scenes. The child knows my father looks at this. The wife knows my husband looks at this. Husband knows my wife looks open. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. So if you start with Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and Allah Tabarak Tala opens up for you the realities of this world, سَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah Tabarak Tala says, we will make your path easy. The road to Jannah otherwise will be a very, very difficult road. But Allah Tabarak Tala calls it a very easy path. But it is only easy if the hand is in the right hand. If you are being pulled on the path, you go so fast. Some will pass the sirat like the speed of lightning. Some will pass it like the speed of wind. Some will pass it like fast horses. Some will pass it like running men. And some will have to crawl. The sirat of this world is the same thing. There are some who just become Allah selected. And like lightning, their life passes and they say, we never disobeyed Allah. And the others who are like wind, they're moving. Some are running, some are like horses. And there are some of us, we are crawling. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on that sirat there will be some who will just get stuck. They can't move forward. And he said, on that sirat there will be those hooks that as it's moving and whizzing past, then it will knock some off and he will go flying into Jahannam. In this world, it's all these groups. Some are stuck. They want to go front, but they just can't anymore. And some are already falling. Some are gone into kufr already. سَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah Tabarak Tala said, we'll make your path open. Later on in the surah, Allah Tabarak Tala says, قَدَفْ لَحَمَنْ تَزَكَّى. And this is what this tasawuf is about. He says, Mubarak to that person who can purify himself. And the tariqah of it is, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He starts with zikrullah. Start making the subhanallah. فَصَلَّى. Then he comes on to salah. Different meanings, but one meaning is, he starts with the what is called qawli ibadat. Qawli ibadat, zikr doesn't need wudu. It doesn't have sharaid conditions. It doesn't need facing qibla. It doesn't need a certain time. It doesn't mean that you must be fully focused. It just wants your tongue to move. And it's a very easy thing. Which Nabi Isa alayhi salam in his era said, Mubarak to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their tongue will be so light with the zikr of Allah that they just want to start, immediately it will move. Meaning they'll have unique tawfiq to make Allah zikr. Me and you, if we can get that tasbih. And say every day, subhanallah 100 times. Allahu Akbar 100 times. La ilaha illallah 100 times. Wa dhakara asma rabbihi fa salla. And then you will come onto badani ibadat. Where your body will then sacrifice for Allah. One is salah, where you'll have to make wudu. One is zakat, when you'll have to take out wealth. One is hajj, when you'll have to go. One is when haram comes in front, you'll have to pull back. When is when the command of Allah comes in front, you'll have to go front. All that will happen, but it will start with the tongue. وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. The only thing that stops me and you is, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah says, the problem is you and me. We have given preference to this world over the year after. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبَقَى. Whereas the year after is created for us. But whenever that thing comes in front and you tell the person, sacrifice, make that sacrifice, 100 questions will be given, 100 answers will be given. But the reason is, I don't want to sacrifice her. I don't want to. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he made hijrat, two friends he was supposed to go with, one was Iyash, one was Hisham. He said to both of them, if you find that I'm not there in the morning, you'll carry on. And if you're not there, I'll carry on. Because it means one of us are caught. It was a very hard issue to make the hijrat. When they landed there, Iyash was there, Hisham was not there. So they understood that Hisham most likely was caught, he was tempted, he was threatened, so he never came. So the two of them carried on and they reached Quba. But the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they sent people after them. So Abu Jahl, he landed up there. He tried to speak to Umar radiallahu anhu, but Umar radiallahu anhu, once he decides on something, you rather don't speak to him. Umar radiallahu anhu was Umar. However, he spoke to Iyash. So unique, he said to him that your mother has taken a vow that she will not comb her hair until she sees you. And she will not come out of the sun until she sees you. So Iyash, immediately in the love of his mother, said, I must go back. Not to kufr. I'll go back with iman. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wallah, the day lice comes in your mother's hair, she'll definitely comb it. And the day she starts feeling hot, she'll go in the house. She's not going to wait for you, it's a lie. Exactly the same when that boy says that she sent a message to me, if I don't talk to her, she'll cut her wrist. We tell him every time it's a lie. By the time you're crying here, she's already busy smiling with another boy. No one will cut their wrist for you. But you don't want to sacrifice. So Iyaz said, my mother, the hukam of my mother, azmat of my mother, Umar radiallahu anhu said, don't fall for the trick. Iyash said, I got a lot of wealth there in Makkah, I'll go bring it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, you know I am one of the wealthiest men of Makkah Mukarramah. I will give you half my wealth, you just stay here. How much he was ready. But Iyash said, no, I don't need your wealth, I got my wealth. And as soon as he went there, Umar radiallahu anhu told him, then take my camel at least. It's a very fast camel. If you find these people are liars on the way, you can immediately run back. On the way then they spoke, they were speaking nicely until Abu Jahl then said, hey, my back is paining. Because my camel's back is very rough. Let's change, because normally when you change animals, you get a little bit more comfort. They brought the camels down. As soon as they jumped out, the two of them jumped on Iyash. They started punching him, hitting him. They tied him up and they took him back. And when Iyash came to Makkah Mukarramah, they never allowed him to come until finally he had to succumb. He had to give up to what his mother wanted. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, then always we used to speak that Allah will not accept the salah and the sadaqah and this and that of those people who went back. They made a promise to Allah, we'll come for the hijrat, and they went back. He said, then these verses were revealed. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That say to my servants that you have already fallen very deep And everyone will say, no one will now forgive you. But say to them that Allah has said that don't ever become despondent in Allah forgiving you. But come back. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn back. Umar radiallahu anhu, when I heard these verses, immediately I started writing it down. And I sent a letter to my two friends. Historians write, when the letter reached Hisham, Hisham never even made it. How many years later it was? But when Quran wanted so and so person, when Allah tabarak ta'ala said, you are mine, then Hisham said, that letter came in front of me. I understood the Arabic language, he said, but I couldn't understand what is being mentioned here. He said, I read it. And he said, and then suddenly something hit my heart, and I found myself on the camel riding to Medina Munawwara. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. But me and you also, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. We just don't want to give up that haram. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But the year after is for us. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. This is that advice which was given in all the previous books, but to you it's given in one surah. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We will make you a qari. سَنَجْعَلُكَ قَارِئًا. We will make you a qari of these verses, bil ilham, by putting it in your heart. Allah tabarak ta'ala put the surah in our heart. فَلَا تَنْسَى. So that you don't forget the message. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us people who are zakiran. Our tongue can start saying the subhanallah, subhanallah. And then we make that whole cause. With the faults of this world open up to us, the beauty of Allah opens up to us. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَصَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Whatever is written for an individual, he only likes that. What is not his tabiat can't go towards it. وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. He sees the changing of the world every day. He sees a pretty girl, but when he looks at her, he looks at an old nanny, a daddy. He says, your beauty is not going to stay. I can see your teeth are already falling out. Your hair is turning white. Your beautiful cheeks which are out are now going in. I can see you turn today like a trigger. It's a figure like a trigger. But Hazrat Maudana Mitzab says she gives 10 children and then she's like an oil drum. She started like a Coca-Cola bottle. How thin she was. And then she went, shoo. And the boy is also like that. But when you look at that girl, can you see it today? You must learn to see it. Everything is going to change. Only Allah will never change. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. That man who can fall in love with is Allah. And everything of the world's lie will open up to him. That man, سَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. His path towards Jannah will become easy. He will go flying. He will go like the fast horse. He will go like a running man. But if we hold back and that world doesn't want to leave us, then we're just stuck on our behind. And we try to crawl a little bit and then we're going back again, crawling, going back. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all His selected. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka. The end of his life, Hazrat Gangohi rahimullah used to read this dua. That, oh Allah, you become ours now and you make us yours. You call us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all His selected servants. May Allah tabarak ta'ala enshroud us in His unique protection. And may Allah Pak make us on this road that we walk quickly and fast. Allah Tawakkal. Inshallah, there will be two more programs now. Thereafter, at 12 o'clock, there will be lunch. And then after Zuhr Salah, inshallah, there will be three programs. As everyone set for the program now, just we request that everyone remain seated, no one stands and moves out. Listen to two more speakers, inshallah. And thereafter, Zuhr. Jazakumullah. Half past 11, those on Khidmat, they will go to the mess to prepare the for the arrangements. Jazakumullah. And he's asking if people, instead of moving back, can start moving front. So accommodate that some people are sitting right at the back there. So if everyone can make one movement front. One movement, inshallah. Little bit. Normally in the morning we ask for the movement so that the boys who are sleeping, Yasin, wake up. One movement, inshallah. Jazakumullah.